is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 22nd, 2017. We're in hour one of the broadcast. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And I've got a lot of news and information to cover tonight. Second hour, Jeremy in Kentucky is going to be joining me. And we'll take some phone calls in the second hour as well. Third hour, Dr. Patrick Slattery has an interview coming up tonight with Eric Stryker. Now, if you have never heard an Eric Stryker interview, Eric Stryker writes for the Daily Stormer. He's a guest, a frequent guest on the Dr. David Duke show. He's really become one of my favorite commentators. I mean, this guy's dead on. You will find it very informative, I promise you. And also, I hope everyone tuned in last week to Dr. Slattery's Jez Turner interview. That was a very good as well. And before we get started with the news this week, I mean, just look back on the week. I don't think we could be more desensitized to just sheer madness than we're becoming. I mean, the Facebook killer. I watched that story unfold, and you know, it's lost its shock value. It's like the new normal. It's just constant. I mean, more attacks in Paris. Who would have ever thunk it? You move all of these different cultures together that just happen to have complete contradictory beliefs, and then you're supposed to sit back in awe that this type of violence takes place. It is a recipe for that violence, and of course, obviously, it's being done purposely to bring about the desired result, which is chaos. I mean, it's maddening that the white race worldwide, but at least in Europe, doesn't arm themselves the best way they can and just go into a revolution. We've got the Fresno I Hate White People killer this past week as well. We'll talk a little bit more about that. We've got Alex Jones coming out as a performance actor. I guess we should have maybe predicted that one. I don't know, but it looks like Alex Jones in meltdown mode. Whatever. Bill O'Reilly. I was never a fan of Bill O'Reilly at all. If you've listened to this broadcast, you know I always referred to him as the giant leprechaun. But look at how they just swept him out the door. And it wasn't even any physical assaults or anything. I mean, just some verbiage or what have you, and he's out the door. I mean, whatever. I'm not a Bill O'Reilly fan, but it is interesting times in which we live, to say the least. And it's amazing, really, whether you watch local news or whether you watch the world news. If you're watching the world news, like on CNN or NBC or whatever, of course, obviously, That is, you're barely scratching the surface of reality if you're watching any of those fake news stories. I mean, one of the things we're going to get to this hour, and finally Drudge picked it up, but it was days after Russia Today had it, and I've yet to see it on any of the mainstream media, is the base that has been, that Russia has released their new Cold War top secret Arctic base, which Vladimir Putin has filled with nuclear armed war planes and reindeer riding special forces. I'm actually reading the headline here. This story is posted on the alternativemedia.com. If you'd like to see the pictures, I urge you to do so. It's really interesting. And of course, this story I watched all week just to see if this story would be covered by any of the mainstream world news, and if it was, you know, I can't watch them all, but if it was, I darn sure didn't see it. Now, the first news that I wanted to open up with, which is some of the sadder news, so much of it is sad these days. This is an AP story, the latest on President Donald Trump. President Donald Trump says that if the Justice Department wants to charge WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, it's okay with me. That's what Donald Trump has said now. So it's okay with him after he paraded around campaigning, which I actually saw firsthand. He commended Julian Assange. He made reference to the fact that to get the truth, we have to have an organization like WikiLeaks. And, of course, look at the information that WikiLeaks did break during the presidential campaign. The truth that was shed on the corruption that is Washington, D.C. The truth that was shed on that cesspool of Hillary Clinton and Podesta. And now Donald Trump is ready to go in reverse yet again. I, for one, you know, I couldn't be more let down with what I see with Donald Trump. I'm actually braced for a full-on sellout. I really am. I'm braced for, because here's the thing. The Syrian bombing, and I know I've heard everybody about, he let the Russians know, he let the Syrians know. He has to know that that was a fake attack. I feel like it's just, you know, he said he was a conspiracy buff. He looked into these things. We've heard him question other. He had to know. And if he did know or even question and then go over there, those people that were killed, those soldiers that were killed over there, you know, that's someone's father. That's someone's son. That matters. I sashayed down and voted for Donald Trump because I didn't want any more of this ridiculous, absurd, endless war and interventionism. And look at us now. So Trump says he is not involved in that decision-making process. Well, why not, Donald? We elected you president. That's a cop-out. But would support Attorney General Jeff Sessions if he charged Assange with a crime. The administration has stepped up its rhetoric now against WikiLeaks. I'm just reading this straight from the AP. In recent days, despite the fact that Trump welcomed the group's release of top Hillary Clinton aides' emails during the election, Sessions told reporters Thursday that Assange's arrest is a priority as the Justice Department steps up its efforts to prosecute people who leak classified information to the media. CIA Director Mike Pompeo last week denounced WikiLeaks as a hostile intelligence service and a threat to U.S. national security. Now, the hypocrisy of this is there has been many news outlets that have published leaks, and they didn't go after the press that published them. They went after the leakers. Julian Assange is not the leaker. He's the publisher. So this is just another dark corridor that we're going to be going down, unfortunately, with Donald Trump. And, you know, I forget which day it was, but Dr. David Duke was discussing the fact, and I couldn't have agreed with him more. I think it was Thursday, but don't hold me to that. The fact that, you know, Edward Snowden and Julian Assange should be reverenced as heroes for telling, look at where we're at now. If you've been watching the news, you know, Ann Coulter now, they're trying not to let, I'm no fan of Ann Coulter either, don't get me wrong, but they're trying not to let her speak at Berkeley. And I've got a video, I don't know if I'll have time to play it, but Mark Dice is being demonetized, as we've discussed, Dr. David Duke, many others. But Ann Coulter, who, you know, I would have never really thought of her as some kind of big conservative activist that would be shunned from college campuses. I mean, I know she's somewhat strong on immigration. She was also very pro-war during the sad days of the Bush administration. But as it may, here, this is where we're at now, where freedom of speech is under such attack. Any speech goes. Any speech is fine. Unless it is discussing some of the real truths of the problems facing this country. You know, if you oppose endless immigration, if you don't like multiculturalism, or especially if you try to point the finger to the fact that the Jews are in control of the banking system, the media, and the majority by far of the shameful puppet government, then your speech is not to be heard. It should be censored, just like on Facebook. You know, you could go on Facebook and say that, you know, I don't know, you could say Mexicans own Hollywood. You'd never be censored for that. But if you try putting the Jews on Hollywood and see how that goes. Also, Richard Spencer, what a great speech he gave at Auburn. He didn't get into the Jewish question, handled that, I thought, masterfully. Red Ice carried it. I watched the Richard Spencer speech earlier this week, and man, he's carrying the torch. What a great job he did, and the violence there looks like it was kept somewhat to a minimum, but hey, you know, the other thing that is really should give us all just a little bit of celebration, the fact that when these events take place, whether at Berkeley or Auburn or wherever anymore, there is a, you know, you can say they're pro-Trump, but I don't know really that they're that much pro-Trump these days. They're pro-freedom, and they are opposing these people that come out and try to stifle free speech. I mean, they're opposing them with force. And so hats off to everyone involved. I mean, it's amazing, really. I love to watch the videos. Breitbart News this week ran a story, illegals enrolled in the President Barack Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the DACA program, D-A-C-A, can rest easy, Trump said, because this is a case of heart. Yeah, the dreamers. Those are the dreamers. The dreamers can stay. Federal enforcement agencies are not going after the dreamers, Trump said. Oh, that's out the window. He told us what we wanted to hear. And now he's going to do us how he wants to do us. I'm afraid that's the sad facts when you look at the situation. You know, Trump, hey, I said at the beginning of this, I'll be his biggest fan or his worst critic. I'm not going to give him a free pass on Jack. Either you do what you said when you campaigned or you're a liar. And I don't buy any of this. Well, they all have to. No, they don't all have to do that. No, they don't. They can either stand their ground. Hey, if you run for president of the United States, you know what happened to JFK. You know this is a dangerous job. If you want to go up there and shake things up, then go do it. Do what you said you was going to do. So we will see as the weeks unfold. But nothing, I don't think, can surprise me now or let me down more where Donald Trump is concerned. So we shall see. But, you know, he's backing up some on climate. Of course, the Dreamers, Assange is just, you know, disgraceful and shameful. Of course, Syria, and of course, interventionalism in general with regards to North Korea. And of course, you know, there was the going to arrest Hillary, all that out the window. And, you know, he changed his complete tune and started blaming the Russians for maybe hacking the election. just complete insanity. I mean, you know, it just boggles the old mind, but hey, here we are. Also, I wanted to make note, you know, we're coming up on the 25th anniversary of the LA riots. You know, just to some of the facts, people, $1 billion in damage was done at the LA riots. That's $1,000 million, in case you know. 25 years ago. Remember Reginald Denny? 55 people actually died. Because those riots went on for days. But I just wanted to remind everyone of that. And, of course, we just passed April 19th, which is the anniversary of the murderous rampage that the federal government went on at Waco. I think we should always remember that. I used to spend a little more time on that than I'm going to tonight because we've got so much to cover. We've got Jeremy coming up next hour. But, you know, we should all, it is tantamount. What if when Bill Clinton gassed them babies, the baby gasser Clinton, when he gassed those babies at Waco, what if, you know, China had wanted to then bomb LAX, you know, or JFK, would that, to teach us a lesson for killing our own people like that? You know, that is how absurd our foreign policy actually is. We are still policemen of the world. Rest assured, we're still policemen of the world, and I guess we always be, always will be, as long as we've got this Jewish stranglehold yoke on our backs, running our government and running our society into the ground. I mean, you know, one of the things I think of when they've been showing it constantly, you know, the North Korean troops marching in the street, and actually Rush Limbaugh made light of this. You know, they all look the same. They're all one race. They're 99.9% North Korean and have been for decades because they're not putting up with any of this multiculturalism. And actually Rush Limbaugh made mention of the fact that, you know, that's how sad it was how they looked because they don't have any diversity. Yeah, they'd look sad. They would look sad if they had some diversity. I mean, just look around. And still yet, Winston-Salem, a city nearby, you know, they were all standing out, holding signs, trying to persuade their city council to make Winston-Salem a sanctuary city. And they were all ignorant, dumbass-looking white people out there holding these signs. I mean, it makes me wonder, you know, will they ever possibly learn? If you can't learn from watching what's going on, but see, they're not watching what's going on in Germany. They don't know what's going on in Germany. They barely probably even know what's going on in France. They wouldn't even know what's going on in France if it wasn't for the fact that the media almost absolutely has to cover it. But they're clueless as to what's really going on in France. They're clueless what really is going on in Britain and Germany because Lester Cuckolt and Sean DePaul Hannity and all the rest of them, they don't cover it. They don't tell them, so they don't know because they don't look anywhere and they don't educate themselves. So they stay stupefied and they watch all these. There is the most ridiculous BS on TV these days I've ever freaking seen, and you can't get through one commercial break. You can't get through one 3-minute break without some race mixing video or commercial. It doesn't matter if it's soap, it can be a freaking Swiffer, it don't make a damn. It's got to be. Now they're pushing the white, ignorant looking fool that's got a black girlfriend or wife. And of course, the mix, or it's the white grandparents with the mix. It's all over the place. You would think that this society in which we live in was like 90% mixed races. That's really what you would think if you woke up from a coma and you watched the filthy TV. You know, now I do not pay for TV. I did for decades. I'm ashamed to say it. I'm going to say it because it's true. I bought the NFL ticket before. Yeah. I won't even watch the Super Bowl. If you want to watch it, I don't care. You do what you want to, but I can't. All right, that's just where I'm at because of the filthiness of it all, and we're living in this depraved society that embraces its own destruction, and their answer is give us more poison. We're sick and dying. Give us more poison. That's how this society acts. I'm going to tell you something. I was in a forum today with several older gentlemen, and they were discussing politics. And they were absolutely clueless. Clueless. I could have went down to a kindergarten class. These are grown men. Retired men. Watch Fox News. Think we need to be bombing Syria. Think it's time to take North Korea out. You know, don't like Julian Assange. Don't know nothing. Think these wars are justified. Think it's keeping us safe. No, they do want the borders closed. But clueless, man. Completely clueless. I think sometimes, you know, we get so wrapped up in listening to RBN. We got great callers. They're astute. They know what's going on. You go over, you listen to Stormfront or whatever. You got callers. They're clued in. You go out in society, and you're in a sea of morons. Buffoons. Willful idiots. And this is the white people. This is the white people. It's, I don't know. You know, I don't know. We shall see. All right, let's get started with some of the news. This is coming in from thenewobserveronline.com. I urge you to go there if you want to actually know what's going on. Yet another racially motivated black-on-white racist murder spree, this time in Fresno, California, has confirmed the reality that there are even far more murders of whites committed by non-whites than vice versa, even though the control media continually tries to portray otherwise. Now, this murder spree is interesting. This murder spree in Fresno. It didn't lead off the evening news with Lester Cuckolt. No, it wasn't story one. No, it wasn't story two. It didn't even come in till about 15 minutes into the 30-minute broadcast. And then if you did watch the pitiful attempt at non-journalism, it was like pulling teeth for them to, and they were trying, was it terrorism? We don't know. Possible, was it racist? They questioned all that. You know, they wasn't going to just, hey, this is racism right here. You know, he's wanting to kill white people. If it's a black person killing white people, it's always questionable. We got to debate it. Could it be real? That's their attitude. And we put up with it. We put up with it. In the latest incident, a black named Corey Taylor, who changed his name to Corey Allah Muhammad when he converted to Islam as a teenager, fatally shot three white men with a .357 revolver in the streets of Fresno. Before surrendering to police, he allegedly shouted the Allahu Akbar and expressed hatred toward white people and the government, according to Fresno Police Chief Jerry Dyer. According to the LA Times, Muhammad told his family there was a war going on between blacks and whites in America. Well, he's one of the few people that knows it. He actually knows it. I don't know if many white people, there's some white people listening to me now knows it. I don't know if in a mile radius of me here, I don't know if there, I know there's two people that know it in a mile radius, me and my wife. On social media, he referred to white people as devils. Well, I wonder, did social media take that down? Was he banned from Disgrace Book? I don't know. Earlier in the year, he released a rap album with violent, explicit, racially charged lyrics, including referring to himself in one song as the Black Soldier. Wow, they all want to be rappers, don't they? The duration of the attack was less than 2 minutes, with Muhammad firing a total of 16 shots. Dyer said he surrendered to a responding officer without incident, and he later apologized to the chief of police. Well, how noble. In addition to Tuesday's killings, police said Muhammad was suspected in the fatal shooting of a security guard, which was also a white man last week. Did you know that? A Facebook profile, well, I guess it hadn't been taken down, for Corey Ali Muhammad from Fresno paid homage to black pride and black nationalism with images of the red, green, and black Pan-African flag and a raised fist. Wow, I guess all that's groovy cool on Facebook, isn't it? The Rambling Profile includes militant and apocalyptic language and repeated demands to let black people go. And he referenced white devils and praised melanoma skin cancer. Let black people go. Where is it they want to go? Are we holding them here? Can they not get passports? Can they not travel through the southern border? Can't they fight their way through the Mexicans coming this way and leave? Who's holding them up? But, you know, the gist of all this, this was all cool with Facebook. This was all cool. Oh, white people's white devils? Well, that's fine. Put it on there. That's the narrative. Maybe that'll help incite other black people. That's what they want. They're actually instigators. They're actually accessories to these murders by helping to instigate them and facilitate them and condone them. And Facebook actually glorifies it. To boot, how about the Facebook killer? And he's streaming it live on Facebook. Why is Facebook not accountable? Shouldn't that, you know, there's rules about everything else. But I guess Facebook, once you're a billion-dollar conglomerate, big giant corporation like that, doling that money off to these sellout trader politicians, well, I guess you can just pretty much do most anything. On Monday, he wrote, "My kill rate increases tremendously on the other side, Allah Akbar." I guess that didn't bother him at Facebook either. So, you know, this is a story off of, I'm not going to go any further in, it's rather lengthy, but, you know, I've got to get to the end of it, though. This is some of the best part. In 2013, a black was 6 times more likely than a non-black to commit murder and 12 times more likely to murder someone of another race than to be murdered by someone of another race. In 2014, in New York City, a black was 31 times more likely than a white to be arrested for murder, and a Hispanic was 12.4 times more likely. To put these statistics into their practical implications, the study continued, if New York City were all white, the murder rate would drop by 91%. Get that. And the robbery rate would drop by 81%. Where you at, Geraldo Rivera? Why don't you cover this? Furthermore, in an all-white Chicago, murder would decline by 90%, rape by 81%, and robbery by 90%. Oh, and people wonder why white nationalists want their own landmass. Because apparently, according to that, and I have every reason to believe it, crime would practically eliminate itself, or at least it would decline quite rapidly. We should be coming up on a break soon here, I believe. If we had a break, I wasn't able to hear the music. All right, we're coming up on a break. We'll get back. Netanyahu praises great change in U.S. foreign policy under Trump. Stay with me. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get Too. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The Alternative Media Farron in the studio. This is radio for truthers and for the masses. And God, I know you're out there that still believe the lie. You know, when you look back through all that has happened, I mean, in 20 years, going back to the end of Clinton, the 9/11, through the disgraceful days of George W. Bush, and of course, the economy collapsing on under him after he got us into these ridiculous wars, and you know, he really had the people, the majority of the population of America, believe that fairy tale on 9/11 that they spun. And then we get a president named Obama, right after we were told that Osama had done 9/11, you know, and all those years he was living in that cave in Afghanistan, producing those audio and video statements. And of course, don't leave out that Bruce Ivins, the ridiculous narrative of the anthrax crime spree. Several deaths occurred, and you know, they pinned that on Bruce Ivins. It was, and then we get Obama. person changes their name to Barack Obama, and the 8 years of his presidency, all leading up to what I believe now was they had to parade someone out that would tell us what we wanted to hear. We all know it's insane that our borders are wide open. We all go places and we see Walmart look like Mexico City. We turn on our TV and we see the crime spree. We see white people being drug out of their cars and beat up and robbed. We see the fact that when we watch the news, it's just black crime continually. We're not blind. So then it's the Trump phenomenon. Build the wall. Secure the borders. Quit all these ridiculous wars. Drain the swamp. But have we been duped once again? Let me put a little bit of a silver lining on this. Tens of thousands of people went out to those Trump rallies, and they still feel the way they did. They might feel betrayed. Not all of them. I talked to some today that's not betrayed. They will feel that way shortly, I feel like, though. But anyway, there is those people out there, and they could help elect, you know, state senators or congressmen, whatever. They're out there. There is that group out there. They're fed up with the BS. They may not be truthers. They may not be white nationalists. But they're fed up. They see they're handing off to their children a much lower living standard than they've enjoyed. They see this. They see it's harder and harder, and there's no good jobs, and look at what our health care, the mess it's in. They see this. So there, even if Trump completely sells us out, and you know we'll get from him what we can get, all we can get. But even if he does, there's still those people out there. So we need a Richard Spencer to tap into that. We need more Richard Spencers. We need more people getting involved, speaking the truth to power. Because we do, there is those people still out there, and they're going to feel misdirected and, sold out if this continues to go in the direction in which it looks like it will. So that is the silver line and the best one I can put on it for you at the moment. The Washington Examiner this week: Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday, which was yesterday, welcomed the more aggressive foreign policy stance taken by President Trump and said that change from President Obama's position is greatly appreciated by Israel. They love it. We sense a great change in the direction of American policy, Netanyahu said in a joint press appearance with Defense Secretary James Mattis. We noted the very clear and forthright words, Mr. Secretary, that you had to say about Iran, Netanyahu said. This follows very strong and forthright words on the part of President Trump and very forthright deeds against the use of chemical weapons by Iran's proxy, Syria, Netanyahu said. You know, just more war. We want our puppet. Netanyahu, he should just come out. We expect our puppet, Donald Trump, General Mattis, to fight these wars like you've always done for decades for us, you stooges. So, yes, we want you to bomb Syria. Yes, we want war with Iran. And, yes, even war with Russia is okay. Whatever. More war. That's all we want. This has been appreciated around the world and in our region, Netanyahu said. I think this is welcome change, a strategic change of American leadership and American policy. We want that strategic policy change where you continue these endless wars, continue bankrupting your country, continue your open border policy, continue your pro-homosexual agenda in America, continue your poisonous multiculturalism and diversity. We expect you to continue all of that, you puppet America. That's what Netanyahu was saying, and they lapped it up. I mean, I was watching before. I was going to play the clip. Ann Coulter actually said on Sean the Pawn Hannity, and I'll admit, Sean said some things decently. Still, he's bought and paid for. I don't give any of these any credit at all. I despise them all. All of them. All the mainstream media. Tucker Carlson, maybe I'll try to give a pass for now, but it'll change. You watch. It'll change. If he don't change, they'll change him. That's how it works. But Ann Coulter is on the pawn. Well, guess where the pawn's at? Well, he's in Jerusalem, of course, probably his second home. And Ann Coulter, actually, she was talking about free speech. I could play the clip. It's about 4 minutes, so I won't worry about it. But anyway, I could play the clip. But she's talking about how Berkeley wasn't going to let her come and talk, and now they are going to let her come and talk. Like she, someone needs to be you know, is threatening to society. My God. But anyway, and she was like, who am I, David Duke? She said it like David Duke. Yeah, he deserves not to have free speech. David Duke doesn't deserve a First Amendment right. Look at them. Look how they try to pick it. I've never seen in my lifetime. David Duke is the most demonized person drawing a breath on the planet Earth. I don't know. I mean, who else would it be? I don't think even Assad would gets the negative press. And I mean, so Ann Coulter is on the pawn show, and he's in Jerusalem, of course. And she's like, you know, they want to ban my friend. Who am I, David Duke? I mean, it's amazing, really, how much his name comes up in the media. But anyway, I had to throw that in. All right, Netanyahu, Trump's decision to bomb Syrian assets after Syria used chemical weapons against its own people was seen by Republicans and even many Democrats as a long overdue step. So it was seen by Republicans and even many. Yeah, everybody loved it. The media loved it. All the Jews loved it. The Republicrats loved it. The Democrats loved it. I guess everybody loved it except Syria, Russia, the poor troops that was needlessly killed, and those of us that are awake. Mattis warned in a separate appearance on Friday that there is no doubt Syria still has chemical weapons. That's what Mattis said. It's no doubt. See, they're trying to say now that when Russia intervened in 2013 and they got rid of all their weapons, that Russia was complicit in helping them to keep some of their chemical weapons. So now Russia is the enemy. I mean, the depth. I don't care who is telling the lies. I don't care who is telling the lies. They're a liar. I don't care if it's Donald Trump's a liar. I don't care if Donald Trump's a traitor. I don't care if Mattis is a traitor. I don't care if they're a traitor. They're a traitor. And to be going around, and see, Netanyahu started this past week. He said they've got 3 tons. What? Netanyahu, did you run over and weigh it? How do you know? 3 tons. How would you know that? But, you know, 3 tons sounds like a lot, right? What, 6,000 pounds? Got a lot. Got a lot of chemical weapons. We need war. We got to start. We won't be starting a war in Syria because we've brought the war to Syria. We are ISIS. Have you ever heard tell of any ragtag group that don't actually commandeer a whole country? They don't have an Air Force. They don't have a Navy. We can't get to the bottom of who's funding them. It was floating this bizarre, you know, through kidnapping. They're funding themselves. But we can't defeat them. It's an intentional, protracted war. It's the same old game. When is the people going to wake up? What will it take to wake these fools up? While here in America, we're forced to fund this government through our outrageous taxes that is actually being used to destroy the white race. But the people can't connect the dots. The headline of this, Netanyahu praises great change in U.S. foreign policy under Trump. Unbelievable. All right, National Vanguard, if you've not been listening, I've been saying this for 4 weeks, but I'm going to say it again. If you've not been listening to the weekly podcast, it's a series. It's really, really good. Kevin Alfred Strom. I've got an email to Kevin wanting to get him back on. We'll see. I haven't heard back, so we'll see. But excellent. This is coming in from NationalVanguard.org. One thing you will never hear from a refugee is, Thank you. The suicidal generosity of the West is seen correctly as gutless weakness rather than a penance for our original sin. Whatever is given to them, no matter how extravagant, more will be demanded. No matter how much pathetic groveling appeasement is offered to the foreign invasion, it is not enough. More needs to be done. After all, as long as a single white is alive, the Semitic genocide must continue. You'll just keep behaving like a gilded coward until that awful day, right? In Germanistan, that's, you know, calling Germany Germanistan, it seems increasingly likely young Somalis in Mecklenburg, West Pomerania, have demolished their kitchen and living quarters during a violent rampage in which they demanded, wait for it, PlayStations and more pocket money. So this piece of lying scum, Merkel, who has overrun her own native population of fellow Germans. I mean, I've heard she's a Jew and all, whatever. She's the Chancellor of Germany. She's running over the country she's supposed to represent. With Somalis, have you thought about the fact that these morons are actually bringing in males of military age? You know, when you look at these refugees, they're not 70 and 80 years old. Heck, they're 25 years old, telling these morons they're 15 and going to school and raping the girls and the guys. They you've heard the stories. They rape the elderly. And you're going to bring middle-aged fighting men into your country. You're welcoming the invader. You're welcoming the enemy. You're funding your own demise. I wish the people of Germany and France and Great Britain, especially Germany, would rise up and have a bloodbath revolution and cleanse the filth, cleanse the scum, and show the world the execution of the traitor, Angela Merkel. The day, I believe, may well have to come because of stories like this. A glimpse of the coming nightmare when these genetic aliens have destroyed the indigenous white population. Everything will burn. What took centuries to build will be torn down by a few decades of loathsome weakness. A nation that won't fight for its own interest has no future. Is that not the truth? A nation that won't fight for its own interest has no future. The dream kitchens smashed to bits by 65 IQ moon cultist. The clicks and shrieks for more and better of our obligation to preserve a future for our posterity. Where's my PlayStation? I mean, isn't it just amazing they're willing? And the stories go on and on. They had four teenagers that had to be sent to other residents for unoccupied minors after violent rampages forced staff members of the facility to flee for his life, where he locked himself in a closet and called the police. Migrants that had been in Germany for only 2 weeks became so violent, threatening to beat up the members of the staff that tasked with their care unless they fulfilled demands, indulging, giving the teens game consoles, more money, and moving them to better accommodations in bigger cities. Who could have predicted it? And all the while, the German taxpayers are being forced to fund this ridiculous insanity. It's no different than what's going on here. What? You're not funding it? You're funding it? I'm funding it. We're all funding it. Do you think when they bring these Syrians and Somalians over here, and my wife was just reading an article to me earlier today where I think we've agreed to bring 1,250 from Syrians from Austria or something like that. Don't hold me to that. But we've done the stories. When they get here, who's footing the bill? Who's helping them? They get cash, they get housing, they get health care, they get welfare. all of us people out here working normal jobs, our tax money's not going to help fund our children's education. No! We're funding this and these endless wars and all the rest of the BS. I mean, if you think about all the money that has been wasted, pissed away. Well, $6 trillion in these wars in the Middle East. And look at the shape of things. Worse shape, way worse than when we began. Way. 2 million dead. But yet the people still go along with it. I mean, is it completely hopeless? Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Baron. Stay with me. Back in moments.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Enjoying listening to that song a little bit. Motley Crue, Home Sweet Home. I wanted to get this in this hour. You can go to the website, thealternativemedia.com. I urge everyone to look at this. This was actually the sun.co.uk story. It finally made it onto Drudge many days later, but the pictures are worth taking a look at. The new Cold War inside Russia's top-secret Arctic base, which Vladimir Putin has filled with nuclear-armed warplanes and reindeer-riding special forces. They're actually not riding the reindeer. The reindeer are pulling sleds. It's interesting to look at. Also, I won't get to it. I might have to save it for next week, but it came out this week. The same newspaper, The Sun, ran an article. Russia claims it can wipe out entire U.S. Navy with a single electronic bomb in bizarre propaganda report. That's interesting, too. It's on my website. But Vladimir Putin has opened a top-secret military base in the Arctic. I think it's top-secret, but, you know, they're publishing the pictures of it. The giant complex on the northern ice cap is believed to be fully armed with missile systems and nuclear-ready fighter jets. If you read through the article and look at the pictures, very impressive. It says Vladimir Putin has overseen the plans for the massive complex on Alexandra Land, and that he believes, this is Putin, believes that there is trillions of pounds worth of natural resources, Moscow believes, buried beneath the snow. The vast complex is decked out with the colors of the Russian flag. So, you know, I posed this question last week to Dr. Patrick Slattery. You know, is the day going to come where China and Russia just say, hey, it's inevitable, we're going to have to fight them, so why not just go ahead and do it? I don't know. And, of course, no one knows the answer to that. But, I mean, don't you think that maybe would cross their minds? With as insane as we act, Russia's economists reckon it could hold the key to the Kremlin unearthing almost $24 trillion of gold and of oil and gas buried beneath the snow, the Times reported. Moscow yesterday released the first pictures of the giant Arctic treefall complex on the Arctic island of Alexandra Land, where temperature can drop to minus 50 Celsius. More than 150 troops will be based at the clover-shaped compound, which is decked out in the red, white, and blue of the Russian flag. And more worryingly, Moscow Defense Minister confirmed nuke-ready Su-34 fighter jets will be deployed at a nearby airbase. Those inhabiting the base will have to contend with the threat of killer temperatures and ravenous polar bears that live nearby. Also, they're using reindeer sleds for transport in the freezing conditions, so that was my favorite part of the whole thing. All right, we're coming up on the break. We're coming back next hour with Jeremy. Then at the bottom of the hour, the last 30 minutes, we will take some phone calls. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Barron. Stay with me.
Razor and I walk the line on that silver blade. Slept in the dust with his daughter, eyes red with a slaughter of innocence. And I will pray for her. I will call her name out loud.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines.
I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This